Hi, Holly. This is Alex.
Hi, Alex. What's up?
My life's a total disaster. It's a real mess.
Come on, Alex. It can't be that bad, can it?
It's not just bad, it's even worse. I need your help.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's my little brother. I can't stand it any longer. You know we have separate rooms, but he just comes into my room all the time. I haven't got any privacy at all. Whenever I get a phone call, he's there to find out who I'm talking to. When I'm sitting on my bed and writing text messages, he comes into my room and spies on me. When I do my homework, he knocks on the door every 5 minutes as if he wants to check if I'm really working and not doing anything else.
Oh, that's awful. Have you told him to stop?
Yeah, 1,000 times, but he won't stop and he doesn't understand. He's really getting on my nerves.
Why don't you tell your parents?
They won't listen to me either. My mum just told me that my brother probably wants to be part of my life and enjoy spending time with me. Can you believe that?
But isn't it obvious that he simply wants to tease you?
In my opinion, it is completely obvious, but my mother just doesn't understand.
What about your father? Can't you talk to him?
I can't. I hardly see him from Monday to Friday. He's working so much at the moment. In the morning, he leaves the house when we're still asleep, and when he comes home late in the evening, he's so tired and stressed out that he tells us to go to my mother if there are any problems.
That's a bit selfish. Isn't he interested in hearing what goes on with you?
No, he wants to have it easy. But on the other hand, I'm quite glad he doesn't ask me about school every day. Imagine he found out about my problems at school. What a disaster.
Haven't you told anybody? Not even your mum?
No, I haven't. I can't. It's really embarrassing.
But they'll find out sooner or later.
They think that I'm the perfect student, hardworking and ambitious. What would they say if they heard about my bad marks in maths and chemistry?
But you can't hide your results forever. What's your plan now?
I need to improve my marks before they find out. Parents' evening isn't until next month. There's still enough time to improve so that Mr. Mitchell and Mrs. Groves will tell my mom that everything's fine.
You're very optimistic. I don't think you're going to manage on your own. You definitely need help. What about Josh? He's a genius and very good at both maths and chemistry. You could ask him to help you.
Are you insane?
Why?
You know that I've got a crush on him, don't you?
So?
So I can't ask him to help me.
I don't get it.
Are you just acting stupid? If I ask him to help me, he'll find out about my bad marks, and I'll feel more than stupid.
But you could spend a lot of time together.
If he was there, I wouldn't be able to concentrate at all. How am I supposed to learn and make improvements with this hot guy sitting next to me? I'd embarrass myself, believe me.
I think this is the best chance you could get to be close to him and meet him in private. If I were you, I'd take the chance. You could show him how funny and charming and lovable you are.
Actually, that sounds like a plan. Listen, my mom's calling me. I need to go downstairs for dinner. I'll call you back in half an hour, right? I need you to work out a plan.
A plan to impress Josh?
Exactly. See you later.
See you later.